The police have halted an investigation of alleged fraud and tax evasion on the part of Martin Bursík, the environment minister and the head of the Green Party. The case, which had the potential of costing Mr. Bursík his seat in the government, was based on an anonymous tip which prompted the police to look into the bills of a real estate company owned by the environment minister. On Monday, the prosecution said nothing indicated that Mr. Bursík's company breached the law. A day after Environment Minister Martin Bursík left for a UN conference on climate change held in Bali last week, the police received an anonymous tip concerning a real estate company Mr. Bursík owns together with his brother. The firm had allegedly broken the law in several instances, committing fraud and tax evasion. On Monday, a day after Mr. Bursík returned from the climate change conference, the investigation was dropped for lack of evidence. Štěpánka Zenklová is the spokeswoman for the Prague prosecution.
The police found nothing to substantiate claims that a crime had been committed. The criminal proceedings against Mr. Bursík were unjustified from the start.
According to the anonymous letter, Mr. Bursík's real estate company charged unusually low rents in buildings under its administration. It took the police 7 days to establish that no such thing happened. In a country notorious for lengthy legal proceedings, the speed with which the prosecution dropped the case is just one unusual aspect of the story. Another is the fact that information on the case was immediately leaked to the media. Mr. Bursík said Monday that this required an explanation.
I will ask the police for an explanation of those information leaks at a time when no charges were raised yet. I will also publish the prosecution's decision as soon as I get it. I will address the media outlets which published those suspicions and ask them to publish the prosecution statement to a similar extent.
The identity of the anonymous caller in Martin Bursík's case has not been established. However, his Green Party colleague Ondřej Liška, who is education minister, suggests that the motivation behind the case was easy to read.
I was from the very beginning absolutely convinced that this is a hype, that this is some kind of gossip by which somebody tried to throw some dirt on Martin and the whole Green Party. I'm very happy that this whole case already stopped, and I'm looking forward to focus on more political issues than this.
For 7 days, Mr. Bursík found himself in a situation similar to that of former Deputy Prime Minister and Regional Development Minister Jiří Čunek. Mr. Čunek stepped down in November due to an investigation into allegations he had accepted bribes. Although the charges were never substantiated by the police, his coalition partner strongly objected to his return to the government. These objections were most strongly voiced by the Greens. In Mr. Čunek's case, confidential information was also leaked to the media.